Greetings and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful day. It is June 1st, the year 2024, and doesn't it feel like summer and the summer solstice is soon upon us? And so, I hope all of you have been doing much more in your contemplation and feeling the improvements or feeling the shifts in the places that may have felt stagnant before. And then I hope those that have been at a great baseline are making their consistent progressive movements. And so there's a bit today that I wanted to discuss and share. And those of you that are like myself going through this journey here upon this planet in this third dimension, where we experience the twilight zone, we experience the external wrenches thrown into the third dimensional realm, things that are out of our control. And it is God's creation, yet it is Satan's time is alive and well, as we all may have that awareness, and some that may not have that awareness. You may refer to it as, a lower frequency, which is true. It's all synonymous, or a lower vibrational realm, or just some bad luck. And so when we equate into the circumstance of when we collectively experience here in this world, in this realm, together as human beings, and the animal kingdom alike. And we see the suffrage, we see the impartations of the injustice and the unfairness, and that there seems to be at times no balance. And when I say no balance, it seems that as if things are in a frequency of manipulation, things being rigged, the manipulation of our thoughts, the manipulation of our precepts, our cognitive functioning, and how we actually view ourselves. So, this is a very important time to maintain your faith, a very important time to maintain your connection with God, with Buddha, with Source, with the Holy Spirit, with your angels, with whoever is of the light and whatever is of the light. This is a very, very imperative time to connect even deeper and even more so with your heart, mind, and soul to that very presence of God and God's kingdom, the architect, the creator, father, mother, just the highest oversoul of your connection. And then with your highest self, look upon your highest self, your most radiant, beautiful, purest form, that your highest self is essentially your best friend, that your highest self is essentially you without the bombardment of the manipulation and the frequencies of the lower dimensional realms that want to suppress you and to chastise you, persecute you, crucify you, and bleed you dry. And the bloodletting, they'll just find everything out of the marrow to find and to extract and to remove and then keep going and going until there's nothing left. But that is where and how, when your faith maintains itself, when your faith maintains the consistency with the Holy Spirit, with God, the Creator, your angels, and your highest self, when you believe in yourself, when you have faith that you can prevail, and even if it's a collective, and you find your tribe, you find your allies, you find others, kindred spirits, the brethren, brothers and sisters of Christ, brothers and sisters of Buddha, brothers and sisters of the like-mindedness, while everyone's on their own path, and everyone has their belief systems, the heart, the mind, the soul, the matrix, that trifecta, being a divine being. We cannot deny that we are denying, in this, we cannot deny that we are being denied at times our divinity. We cannot deny that at times that while we are divine beings, that we are denied of so much of the gifts at times. And those gifts are always there, yet the darkness has a way, the shadows have a way of dampening and darkening that illumination at times. So it's up to us to really, really, really hold steadfast and to have this consistent, unwavering belief in ourself and others and in our faith of all kinds that kindness is alive and well still. The beauty of being divine is still alive and well. It is not Satan's planet, even though his time is here, yet nigh, though at the same time. There's a shortening and the quickening all at the same time. So things are speeding up, but there's also a speed up because of this massive acceleration due to many things. We're in God's time and also in the borrowed time. And so it sounds at times devastating if you think of it in that way. Yet here is the hope to fill yourselves with that the promise and the feeling that through God anything is possible. And there's this auspiciousness of the new beginnings that every single new day is the first day of the rest of your life, no matter what has happened to anyone and yourself included, or to anyone in the world right now. That we mark that day by putting that past in the past behind us. And we go into a place of even gratitude for, okay, I have a new day today, so I'm going to be grateful for my new day. Even if I lost everything yesterday, I know that's very difficult and challenging. And I'm by no means being insensitive at all to, I'm speaking in a perspective of that if we hold on to those deep traumas, which is very normal, it's our human condition. But if, when they're catapulted at us in a way that is so aggressive and the energies are so prevalent, and we have to just fortify our strength and our faith and our belief that not today, not today. It's not going to take me down today. I am awake and I'm present to the wisdom of God, the divine, the interdimensional beauty and divinity of God and the galactic kingdoms, the Holy Council, my guardian angels, Buddha, whatever it is that you respect and that you are all of it above. It doesn't matter if it's love and of that spiritual divinity, we pledge to love ourselves. And so when we have that family, let's say, that counsel, that guidance, that loving father, the loving mother on the other side, the loving brothers and sisters, and the legions of angels, human and non-human, that we really create a pledge, let's say, where we advocate for ourselves and those that we're aligned with. And we pray for those that are in the darkness. We pray for our enemies. Yes, we forgive our enemies. Yes. But this is a time to really pray for ourselves, for those that we love, for the creature kingdom, the animal kingdom, Mother Earth. We pray for those that are so innocent because in the warfare and the bioengineered warfares and the geoengineering and literally everything that we're going through all at once, geopolitically, spiritual warfare, we are in a true twilight zone And so much more. I mean, we're seeing everything from economic declines that are getting worse and worse, of course. And we're seeing a desperation of humankind in a way. And we're all desperate for belonging to a state of grace, belonging to a state of our true inherited divinity, that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, resides within each and every one of us. And there are people that are desperate for purpose right now, people that feel so lost and they're so desperate for something, whether they're desperate for financial gain to survive, whether they're desperate for a sustenance in the nurturing aspect. There are people, of course, that are desperate for food, literally f that, of course. But in the way that I'm speaking, that when I say desperate for sustenance, desperate for a sign, desperate for a sign from God that it's going to be okay, desperate from a sign of the goddess that we're going to be taken care of, desperate from the place of what is to be, what is going to happen. And so, whatever happens, no one knows the day or the hour, yet when you have the frequency of God, of your angels, of the higher oversoul realms upon you, and you can practice this if you started now, and even if those of you who are, on the 10th degree black belt level of this, beautiful. But those that are not, those that are on the white belt or yellow belt level, let's say, where you're just beginning, every single beautiful journey begins with a single step. If you look at Confucius and his teachings and different ancient sages through our times, that there's so much of consistency and the symmetry there. It's all congruent with the same message, the precepts of that if you believe in yourself, if you have faith and a higher power and yourself, that each day is the beginning of the rest of your life. And when you try moment by moment, if you feel, let's go to the tortoise and the hare. Well, the tortoise kept going consistently and the tortoise did win. Yet there are also sub-personality afflictions there, but I won't get into that right now. Yet, technically, though speaking, yet in the growth of ourself, we have a deeper understanding and the growth in others as well. So when you transcend one day into the next and you transform and you put this past behind you, you put this past behind us, that there is such an auspiciousness with new beginnings, with a new day. And so when the sun rises and it's June 1st today, and when the sun rises and it's, in the summer, essentially at this time, we want to seek a clean heart and a new and rightful spirit within us. And when the sun is operating in that benevolence where it illuminates the darkness, the moon illuminates also in the shadows. Yet in the majesty and the beauty, knowing that there's such hope and promise that anything truly is essentially possible, even if you tried before, do not give up, whatever it may be. But the darkness wants you to believe that just give up in despair and stay there, stay suppressed, that you'll call yourself a quote unquote nothing or worthless or in the patheticism of, wow, I have no purpose. And that's happening all around to our dear brothers and sisters throughout the land, throughout this planet. So many suffer, whether it's clinically or it's experientially induced or it's circumstantially induced. And also, though, at this time, it's a little bit more exacerbated with all of the manipulation that we're experiencing. and with all of the frequencies that we're experiencing that are in part in a cumulative way contributing to that manipulation in which we experience it. So knowing how to combat that, this is when you too, you know, when you have to really, when you hear that, get right with God. Yes, get right with God. And that might sound very powerful to some and very simplified to others and very meaningless to some. And that's understandable because until you really feel it and see it, the one who is speaking, get right with God, has actually experienced, and I'm sure many of you, if you're listening to the show, I'm sure many of you, the seekers of spiritual insight, metaphysical insight, and experiences that are otherworldly, that are perhaps not explainable, other than they were visited by God or an angel or an interdimensional being, that's all part of God's creation. So when one states, get right with God, there is so much to that. And if we break down, get right with God, it means get right with yourself. Get your affairs in order. Look at the places within yourself. Look at the pieces that may be missing. Look at the places that maybe you have a goal. Look at the places that maybe you had a goal before and you accomplished it, but then someone took it from you. Or someone was jealous, or maybe you had an injury and you were so successful, but then the injury caused you where now you can't win your 10th gold medal. And then now you're hard on yourself. And I'm just speaking in just examples. And in a metaphorical way, because we all have our times in which we challenge ourselves, we question ourselves, but how do we get right with ourselves? So we look and we say, well, my goal is to journal. My goal is to create positive affirmations. My goal is to pray more, to chant more, to do my yoga more, to do my exercising more, to be more part of the community more, to read more, to study more, to sing more, play my didgeridoo more, you know. Well, those are, in essence, simplified because you can control some of that. But the other parts that are seemingly more challenging, when something happens, when something happens and you feel as if you've been spiritually punched in the jugular, punched and stabbed in the heart, metaphorically stabbed in the stomach, right? Metaphorically stabbed in the back. And when the betrayal or the offenses of the world, where it just feels like the demons are out and about more than ever, the most, you know, I've been speaking about this for quite some time now, about the Twilight Zone, and that's my little nice way of referring to the dark side of things. And I had said before that, you know, the quickening, and it's escalating, and it is. And you're seeing it more so now. And so this is definitely a time that you want to get right with yourself and get your personal affairs in order, the things that make you happy, even if it's one thing, one small thing. If you have pets and you pet your cat or your puppy or your snake or your tarantula or your turtle, or you look at your beautiful fish or your beautiful bird or birds, or if you don't have animals, if there's something that makes you feel so alive and is one simple thing, do it. Be consistent with it. Even if it's literally looking at a tree, there's beauty in that. It's a reminder of our life force. It's a reminder that we're all roots. We're rooted here. We're anchored here to planet Earth in this third dimensional plane. Yes, our physical bodies may expire. Our physical bodies are not permanent, but we are anchored here for a certain time in the groundedness. And when we ascend, while we're grounded at the same time with our heart, mind, spirit, and our telepathy, our intellectual wisdom, our metaphysical wisdom, our Holy Spirit gifts of discernment, and the shared frequency of our fellow brothers and sisters. And we commune with one another, no matter what the belief, as long as it's of positivity rate, but no matter what the belief, everyone has their own right, their autonomy. Yet at the end of the day, ultimately, there is one essential, eternal God creator. And so when we find this unity with our brothers and sisters from across the globe, across the ponds, across the deserts, across oceans, there's more in common with each other than we could realize. No matter what the difference is, even if there's differences in the realm of what many have difficulty with, but it's transcending our differences to unite with, we have all one heartbeat. We all have one heart that beats and a mind that is intended to think and function and to do good and be good. And there are many that don't operate with that guideline. Yet those that do have a grateful heart, those that have the clean heart or that have cleaned their heart, and then they're in their principle of that, you center themselves, you center yourself in that divine strength. And you bring in the confidence and the peace all at the same time. So the confidence and the peace while you're getting your self right with yourself. You're getting yourself set in order. And when you sense and you feel the struggles and you're bearing the weight of the world or the weight of others or the weight of even yourself, you want to rely upon your spiritual vessel to keep you ongoing. When you garner and you get your affairs in order, that's the beginning to getting right with God. That's getting right with the spirits, let's say. That's getting right with your spiritual strength to persevere. Because if you really think about it, the divine gift is not truly like a weight of the world at times. The divine gift is not always like the plentiful aspects. It's not always one or the other. It's actually the divine gift of your life, your purpose, that you exist here today in this incarnation, here today, regardless of whatever life prior, or if you don't believe in that, that's fine. But whatever came before today, it is a brand new day. And so, through that divinity, through that fortification of your strength, you are hereby renewed and refreshed, where you know that you have things in order, that you're getting yourself in order, you're getting right with yourself, you're getting right with God, you're getting right with the Creator, with the Goddess, with your angels, with the universe, and you are staying the course. And how does that feel to hear those words? I am staying my course. There's a confidence in that. I am staying my course. There's a confidence and there's also a peaceful resonance with that. Because when you align your thoughts with that ultimate notion that the divine gift is yourself, that you yourself are that divine gift. So everything else, no matter what burdens you may carry, or the burdens of others that you carry, the weight of the world, you know, the deep empathy, absorbing the pain of others, absorbing emotional pain and distress of others, of people you don't even know, of people that you don't always see every day, but then you feel them, and animals. You think of all the beautiful creatures of this planet, of God's kingdom, and it breaks your heart and you can't mobilize yourself, and you think of what's happening to planet Earth and all the geoengineering and all of the chemical warfare and spiritual warfare and the intentional devastation of our planet. It's all intentional. So, and that's another topic for another time. Yet, when we do feel all of that weight of the world, we absorb it all, we carry it, but we have to remember that we're the divine gift. And so, if you travel, no matter what distance, if you astral travel in your sleep or in your non-sleep, in your meditative state, but if you're traveling physically, no matter where you go, no matter how far you go, you're always tapping into the power of God, expressing through you that we are all Christ consciousness. So you're tapping into the power of the Almighty God, the power of the unity, the beauty, the magnificence. And this is all encompassing. It's this all expressive, unconditional love for thee, for me, for you, for all. Right? Let that wash over you. Let that nourish you. Let that supplement you. That God loves so much with the unconditionality that when you express yourself, you're expressing yourself in that Christ consciousness through that divine strength, that divine confidence, and the peacefulness that results from just that seemingly simple combination. And so when I say get right with God, get right with yourself, the pieces of the puzzle start to assimilate and make more sense and more sense and more sense. And so when you have that knowing that the presence of God comes to you through so many different channels, through so many different aspects, that you stay the course. And when you can feel that, you know, I do have everything I need to stay the course, to stay my course. Well, when you feel through the aspects that God comes through so many channels, so many elements in which he can express himself through you, through myself, through each and all of us, that you can ask for help and accept it so graciously when it enters. When it comes in. Because if you give yourself a pardon, if you give yourself forgiveness, allow yourself to forgive yourself. If you fell the day before, forgive yourself. Today's a new day. If you did those bad vices the day before, and you promised yourself you would never do those bad vices again, what keeps people going? Besides the impulse and the addiction and the chemical aspect, which is another topic that I'll just stop right here, but I'll just express this, that when, oh, well, what the hell? I fell off yesterday, so if I do another one today, no problem. I just add it to the notch on my belt. And the same thing can go for many other proclivities, right? Other vices. But if you allow yourself to ask for help, to say, I give myself a pardon, I give myself a break. I was really trying to not repeat that same self-destructive pattern. I was not trying, I was really trying to not repeat that same degree of difficulty all over again. And I bring it upon myself. You hear all the reasons, you know. And there's a reason for everything, yet there's also the reasons that we rationalize as a coping mechanism for everything, right? So, in these degrees, though, I'm speaking in the spiritual sense, the metaphysical sense, regardless of whatever anyone has gone through, and I send all of these people compassion and love. And it's not easy to be here on planet Earth. It's certainly not. So, but you can ask for help and accept it graciously and receive it graciously, because you're deserving of that. And even if it's a physical ailment and you feel like, wow, like I couldn't walk better today, I'm so hard on myself because I thought I'd be walking better by today, or I thought I could be feeling better by today. Okay. Please be kind to yourself. Pardon yourself. Give yourself a break, because our human bodies respond a certain way. And some days we have good days. Even the most top physically fit athletes, training all day. That's all we do. Just train all day from morning till night. You have no social life. You have no friends. Your whole life is dedicated to this or a few different types of expressions of physical exertion, right? And forms of art. So you're going to have some days where you can dive off that 10-meter platform like perfectly, just perfectly. And then there's some other days where, God, today's a really hard day. I just don't know how I'm going to do my, you know, inward 2.5 with an open pike. How am I going to do that today? Right? But you did it perfectly the day before and you won many medals. And then the next day you're having a difficulty and then you do it. But you see, that's the thing. Don't compare yourself, because even those that would be appearing to be the top in their own physical expression, they have really hard days. And that goes to physical ailments, physical conditions, physical illnesses, of course, mental, physical, and spiritual. That we all have moments in which some days feel so strong. And we might be recovering, and we might be deep in our chemotherapy, and God, it's been such a trial. But then we come out of it, and we're like, wow, I haven't felt this good in a long time. And then 2 days later, you feel, wow, I feel like I've regressed, like I feel so sick, I feel worse than before. But give yourself a break, give yourself time, give yourself, and just say, okay, tomorrow's a new day. I'm going to ask for help, I'm going to accept it graciously. And I'm going to give myself breaks. I'm going to make time for prayer and make time for self-affirmations. I'm going to practice something for myself, something that is consistent with my belief system and something that is consistent with my personal preferences. Because through all of this, no matter what it is, you can remain strong. And you can remain confident and peaceful for the God within you. So when you get right with God, you're essentially getting right with yourself and how God expresses as you through you. And so when you are walking in this world, when you're floating through the world, when you're just existing, just being you, no matter where you are, and you're carrying that free and unlimited frequency of being a spiritual being. How beautiful is that? So when you have that cognizance of you are essentially a spiritual being in a physical body having a human experience. To paraphrase, when Jesus is seated to be in this world, but not of it, in essence, right? That the awareness that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience that assists us, because there are the inevitable ups and downs of life in our perspectives. And when we experience those inevitable ups and downs, right, in this third dimension, the wrenches that get thrown in the spiritual warfare, the duality of light and dark, and the balance and the yin and the yang and everything that we can think of. But when we have this reminder that we are such beautiful, grand spiritual beings here in this flesh, in this incarnate, and it's such a beautiful reminder that we can meet life from a place of this foundation, of that resilience, that strength, that fortitude of strength, the confidence, and the peace. And so, when you, let's say that you're finding yourself in a moment where maybe perhaps you're feeling a little dull or a little overwhelmed or a little bored, and that is common. Many people express that they're feeling bored in life. And so, a lot of what I speak of is what people comment on and share with me throughout the weeks and so forth and the days. And I kind of just want to remind those that when you feel the need for that inspiration to separate you from the boredom, and when you empty the mind from the previous day, just as Buddha says, empty the mind, and you seek the guidance, you want to go within yourself. Go within, tap into your highest self, go within to the root of yourself, go within to feel the power of your divine gifts. And you are the divine gift. And so, when you allow the chambers of light, when you allow the illumination of your faith, your love for yourself, your love for others, love of self is very important because, self-love, self-care, self-nurture. Really, you have many people who are essentially in this martyrdom. They're beautiful caretakers. They will love and care and take care of everyone else, but they save themselves for last. And that's a very understandable cycle. Those of you that are empathic, those of you that care, those of you that help people, yeah, we put ourselves last all the time, but we still love ourselves. Because if we didn't love ourselves deep down within, there's no way that we could do what we could do for other people and animals. But when I say the self-love, though, it's going beyond that baseline self-love, right? This is like transcending it to the next notch of self-love, where, my goodness, I actually can see the possibilities and find the courage for me. With my self-love to overcome these challenges in my life, not the person I'm helping's life, not the animal I'm helping's life, but in my own life, I do deserve a break. I do deserve to have, healthy, balanced reciprocation, whatever it may be. I do deserve to feel better. I do deserve to feel fulfilled. I do deserve, right? So when you're in that spiritual essence of being free and unlimited, and that you're getting right with yourself, you're getting right with God, that God expresses through you, here we are, where the I deserve and I am of goodness, I am of joy, I am radiating light. I am radiating love. I am a presence of goodness. And so when you express that I deserve to feel better, I am a presence of goodness. Thereby, that is the Christ consciousness working through you and sharing it with the world. You're lighting up the world. You're lighting up the world essentially by your existence. And when you love yourself even more, take it up a notch, and you express that I deserve to feel joy. I deserve to share joy. I deserve to help myself and help others. I have a grateful heart. And when you share your divine gifts generously in service, let's say, in service, because yes, we are here to go about our Father's business. But when you do share your divine gifts in that generous expression, and you're positing that, you are with merit, and you're letting a fellow human being or fellow animal know that there's so much merit, you are so worth it, that I will love you back. I will help you. I will be there for you because you're worth it. And then at the end of the day, it's because you're worth it. That's how you have the ability to help those in need, because you're essentially worth it. Now we could get into healthy boundaries and not being drained and all that, and that's a whole other topic. Yet, in essence, though, it's very important for that discernment and wisdom to be applied, because when you're here to go about your Father's business, you're here to express through the life of God, the life of you, to the life of others, and the life of those, and the innocent creatures in the kingdom, and for humanity's sake. And so you go into the place of your expression, and you go within. And as within, so without, as above, and so below, that it's in the entirety, 360, right? And so what is within, and so is without. The entirety of your spirit is within you. Entirety of my spirit's within me. So the entirety of your spirit is within you and all around you, 360 degrees. And so when you go forth into the world, and you go forth into your own personal chambers, you go forth with love, that confidence centered in that divine strength, and the peacefulness will express itself. The peacefulness will surface. And so, in Corinthians 15:44, right? I'm trying to remember, so forgive me if it's not verbatim, but if there is a physical body, there's also a spiritual body. So let's break that down. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. So let's just take a moment to just let that all assimilate, integrate, that yes, you are spiritually free, being a spiritual being, having a human experience, living in a physical body. To be in this world, but not of it, yes, but to have those impartations and to be able to ground yourself and anchor yourself to the earth. And every night when we go to sleep, every night when we go to sleep, and those that are a little more aware of what's happening when they're sleeping, I'm not saying that this is limited to, because a lot of people don't really remember. A lot of people don't have an awareness completely that they have this ability, but we're all capable of having these abilities where when we go to sleep, we can astral travel. We can connect with God, with the divine, with our ancestors, with those that have predeceased us, animals, of course, included, our spirit guides, our angels, our guardian angels, the archangels, the seraphim, right? The interdimensional beautiful planets, the Arcturians, the Galactic Council, the Pleiadians. I mean, we have so much that we consist of that we limit ourselves and we don't even recognize and give ourselves the break. We have to give ourselves a break to say, okay, let me expand myself. Let me just allow myself with the contractions, the expansions, instead of restricting myself and limiting myself, I am unlimited here because God made it so. And so when we dream at night, we have a divine cord, that magnetic pull that keeps us here in our physical body, that we can travel and astral travel, visit with our beloved, visit with those beautiful otherworldly beings of all kinds. Animal kingdom, the creature kingdom of all kinds, and just beautiful beyond this earth's comprehension, beyond this realm's comprehension. And so when we're aware of that, even those of you that have experienced this and remember it, beautiful. Those of you that don't remember it, but you know that you may have experienced it, but you don't worry, it'll keep coming. And those of you that feel like, well, I've never had any such experience and I probably never will, but I want to, well, those, if you're willing, continue with that. Pray about it, meditate upon it, because once you see that realm in a certain way, you will know precisely all this expression. If there is a physical body, there's also a spiritual body. Being a spiritual being, having a human experience. This is our vessel. This is our physical incarnate, our flesh sangri. It's our complete chamber here to embody and encompass our spirit that God gave us, that we are blessed in our own karmic will and our own merits and our own posits throughout the years, throughout incarnations, throughout lifetimes, throughout our destinies and our karma, you know, an eye for an eye. So there's so much more to our lives. So if you're feeling bored, if you're feeling like there's no purpose, if you're feeling as if you need a bit of motivation for inspiration, let's say, you know, and I understand, you know, go within to the power of your divine gifts, even if you've never had it before, it's not too late to just ask for it. And if you've asked for it before, ask again. Because within the light of your faith, within the light of your love and your self-love, and within the light of all of that and the imagination within yourself, the imagination for the world and for those around you, you can see that the possibilities are there, and you welcome the possibilities. And you find the courage within, you find that confidence, and you align it with your courage to overcome any challenges, any obstacles, anything. Because, you know, keep your strength, keep going, because when you keep pushing through and you're guided step by step, moment by moment, even if it's an incremental moment, so if it feels like it's in a microcosm scale, just remember that you're radiating all of that goodness. You're radiating a pillar of light, and you're in this entirety of your spirit, and that no one can take from you. No one can ever take away your light, only yourself. And isn't that actually empowering to know that it's actually you yourself? If someone chastises you, persecutes you, vilifies you, wrongfully convicts you, if you consign yourself, if you literally declare that, wow, well, maybe they're right. Well, that happens to all of us at some point, like, wow, we're some manipulated psychologically and the gaslighting is prevalent, and we could believe that maybe our accuser or our captor is correct. And then we go through a deeper state of Stockholm syndrome where, wow, you know, I am bad, I am wrong, and wow, I love my captor, right? Well, when you continue to circulate the endless flow of your strength and your conviction that you know that you're innocent, that you know that you are a strong and peaceful warrior, a strong and peaceful individual here on planet Earth, and you're just trying to help And you're just trying to love and to give love and renew the strength and renew the faith and renew hope. Well, you're in a spiritual revival. We are essentially, yes, we are in spiritual warfare, but we're also in a paradigm of spiritual revival. And we're also in a place of a spiritual renewal. And so, as you give, assuredly you will receive. And so, when you circulate love, when you circulate prayer, when you circulate positivity, even if you don't have much to circulate sometimes, even a smile, even a thank you, I love you, something simple, even if it's hard, just reach out and just say hi to a friend because you're going through a lot, and you just, one friend that just makes you feel good no matter what. And you just say, hi, I just want to say thank you for being such a beautiful friend. You're circulating that. You're circulating the flow of love and positivity in that divine flow. And what happens when you circulate? Well, the stagnation transcends. You push through. And that same essence applies with being wrongfully convicted and persecuted and wrongfully accused and baseless accusations of all kinds. So the witch hunt, the colloquial essence, the witch hunt is alive and well, yes. But are we going to feed into that in our personal lives where we can prosper in our heart-centered wisdom? We are all one with God. We are all with Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, in the universal consciousness that the Holy Spirit is always with us, that God is always with you. And that, yes, when you give and you circulate, it does return back to you in every way. So when you're giving a happy thought, when you're giving a happy moment of advice, if you're giving even an apple to a hungry person or a bottle of water, right? You're just giving altruistically. But when you're giving in the sense of, I just want to share today to give just for the sake of giving altruistically, but I just, Father, where would you have me go? Whom would you have me speak to? What would you have me do? And suddenly there's someone who may need your help for just a moment that's not going to compromise your safety boundaries and your financial boundaries and so forth. And suddenly you feel like, wow, I'm in the right place at the right time. And I helped somebody that was in a true, legitimate need. And so, you know, in preparation for closing for today's show, and I'm always so grateful to be here with you, and it's always a privilege, and I am just blessed to share this time with you, and it's just very heartwarming, and, you know, especially during these times. So I wanted to close off with that. I know I said a lot that's going to sound similar to this at this moment, but in essence, though, you have the kingdom of heaven within you, yes, but know that you're abundantly blessed. And with the gratitude of being abundantly blessed in so many ways, even if you feel like your life was upside down yesterday and you're in the place of renewal today, you're blessed because you have today. You're blessed because we can live another day together where the soul can overflow with a more serene anticipation of that today is a new day. Today is a new day and the beginning of the rest of my life. And there's essential truism there because when you commit to yourself, to getting right with yourself and to being open and receptive, you can receive that abundance more so Because it is in through giving that we receive, yes. But celebrating yourself, celebrating your life, if you celebrate your life a little more, those vices, perhaps, may not be so necessary. Vices at times fill a void. And when there's a void, when there's an empty peace, which is all I understand completely, right? But no judgment here, just love and compassion. But when there's a void, and if your self-love or God and your higher self and getting right with God and getting right with yourself does not enter that void, that's when the self-destruction, the self-defeating, the negative, false, separative ego starts to really thrive and flourish. And that subconscious shadow self that speaks to you, the deceptive lies, the manipulation of lies, it's coming from a lower realm. And so, reminding you in closing that when you celebrate your life, when you celebrate and share your love, share God's love, share universal love, there's a comfort in that. And it's okay to see the world through the eyes of love. It's okay to speak gently and act humanely and come from empathy. It's okay to help and to find joy in service. And so let all that you do be done in love. And so I hope all of you have enjoyed today's show. And I appreciate those that subscribe and appreciate your presence and taking the time to be with me today and sharing this hour. And I send all of you my gratitude, my love, and devotion and appreciation. And please make it a beautiful next 2 weeks for yourself. And love yourself, celebrate yourself, be kind to yourself. And today is the beginning of the rest of your life. God bless you all. It has been a pleasure. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show, and I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thank you. Bye.